Hey, it's Jennifer Jones. Friends call me JJ. This platform is designed for the new leader who wants to become a great leader in the modern workplace. Over the last 15 years, I have learned valuable lessons that I want to share with you to get you there ASAP. When the leader gets better, we all get better. Happy Monday. You're tuned in to JJ's Virtual Leadership Coffee Chat. If you haven't already, go grab that favorite latte or a spot of tea. A glass of wine is all right with me. Remember, you can always push pause. Let's go. All right, if you all remember, at the end of last season, one of my challenges to you going into this year was to read more in 24. And so my commitment to you at that time was that I would review one book a month that I recently read, just to, again, give you an idea of something you might want to add to your list. So our book today is Be the Unicorn by William Vanderblumen. It's a book focused on the 12 data-driven habits that separate the best leaders from the rest. Really good read about just the fundamentals of leadership and quite frankly, the things that set you apart from those around you, and how do you stand out among the crowd. And it really has a great list of 12 different things. I'll let you go get the book so you can read all of them. But I wanted to focus in on two that I think really hit home for me in the book. And it was in chapter 7, The Self-Aware. And if you think about it, this is really about to thine own self be true. Know thyself is powerful. It's really being cognizant of who you are, how people experience you, how where your areas of development and opportunity for growth are, the things that you don't know that you need to leverage others' experience to be able to gain it. And it is those that are the self-aware, that are the most humble, that are willing to admit, hey, I don't know this, that are really most equipped to be a leader that stands apart. So again, I think that was one really good dynamic, is the self-aware. One of the things it says is that we also know, in this chapter, said we also know that being self-aware makes you better at finding solutions. Knowing yourself comes with a guaranteed pinch of humility. So when a self-aware person is faced with a challenge, they decenter themselves from the issue. Being self-aware is knowing all about you while knowing that it is not all about you. Whatever the crisis, the self-aware remain even keeled and committed to the goal. A great summary of how self-awareness can serve you in a crisis is in the first few lines of Rudyard Kipling's If. It's all about keeping calm while others are losing their heads. Unicorns can do what Kipling describes thanks to self-awareness, keeping them centered and grounded. When you're aware of where you have your deficits, you don't try to overcompensate, but you look for ways to fill the gaps. And so it's really, I think for me as a leader, being self-aware means you stay in a state of curiosity. So when you go back to, you know, supporting and equipping your folks, sometimes you don't have all the answers. And the best posture you can take is, I don't know. How will we go learn? So self-awareness becomes the foundation of curiosity. Curiosity is the foundation of learning, and learning is the foundation of growth. And so those three dynamics all have to start back at the point where you can say, I actually don't know everything. So I really, really loved the self-aware. The other one that I really liked was the connected. And this was actually in chapter 9. And it really talks about building relationships, and that success in any field, but especially in business, is about working with people and not against them. We live in a world where we need each other. And sometimes as a leader, sometimes because we want to look out for me or make sure that I control everything and I control my destiny, we dare not reach out to those around us. But the reality is that you need people. And so, and quite frankly, as a leader, you really need people. One of the things that I discovered even last year is the power of connection, not only for me, but for my people. So if I am, you know, really reaching out and building relationship with folks in different industries and different functions and able to understand their strengths, their areas of expertise, it allows me to help support and equip my folks because, for example, Maybe I don't know all of the ins and outs of effective market research, for example. This happened recently where I'm not a guru in market research, but it's a skill set that someone on my team wanted to continue to build. Because of the network and the connection that I built in the marketing community, I was able to connect her with someone that did have the skills, partner her with that individual, and continue to advance her skill set. So even though I'm not equipped, through the connection, I was able to advance her own development. So it's not even about connection for you. Sometimes when people hear the connected, they think, oh, I'm going to network. And sometimes we only network when, like, we need a job. The last time to network and the worst time to network and the worst time to build relationship is when you need something. Because again, you want to build relationship with people so you can really understand, how can I help you? How can you help me? But not only for like the purpose of a job, but just in humanity. And so I think it's important. I think my life is richer through good, wholesome connections, and it actually helps my family. It helps my community. It helps my team, and all the things are important. So again, being the unicorn, standing, taking the time and understanding the value of relationships, again, was one of the 12 data-driven habits that separate the best leaders from the rest. So out of 5, I would give this book a 4, only because there were some great concepts, but some of them were repetitive. But I think net-net, they're really good reminders. I think the other thing that's really good about this book is that if it's an area that you want to work on, it does give you ideas. But even more so, what I really like about the book, which is a little bit why I gave it a 4, is because if I'm hiring for it, if I want to find the unicorn, he does a really good job of identifying how you, through the interviewing process, can identify some of these traits in potential candidates. So as a hiring leader, great book. The ability to apply it, a little bit challenging, but again, I think it's a great read and a great reminder nonetheless. So Be the Unicorn is the book of the month for February. Have a great day, everyone, and read more in 24. I gotta keep my focus ahead. Yeah. Because I just won the fight. I can see. See the light.